All right, what is up, everyone? Welcome to another Lure Lab, a part of the Serious Angler Network. And as always, I'm your host, the Captain Andrew Full, and today is episode number 79. And today we're talking about a technique that kind of is taking over the fishing industry by storm, and that is simply the jig head minnow. But what I do want to tell you is it's not just a forward-facing sonar bait. It is a bait that you can catch bass as they're schooling, chasing bait fish, shad spawn. You can rig all kinds of different minnow baits. I'm going to go over some of my favorite ones here, jig heads, and also how to rig the jig head, because you need to tie a specific knot in order to catch fish. So I'm going to start on the jig heads, the ones that I like a lot. Queen Tackle makes a live sonar head that's shiny. Then I like Kitex quite a bit as well, because you're doing this mostly with a really light line, anywhere from 1/8 to a quarter ounce. So 1/8, 3/16, quarter. If you're fishing deep out on Erie, I will use up to a 3/8 ounce head. To mid-stroll on live sonar, forward-facing sonar, and watch those fish come up and eat it. But I mean, I have caught them in river situations when fish are coming up schooling, pushing bait fish to the surface, and you throw in there if they're not willing to come up and eat a topwater. So let's dive into that. First, talked about the Kitex heads. BKK makes a non-tungsten one, which is I think $3.99. It's going to be called the BKK. Let me pull it up here. Now I lost my words. BKK round ball. It is the BKK Silent Chaser round head jig. And I like that hook because it's very sharp and it's lead head. It still is going to show up. You're able to cast it and save a little bit of money. Now, they do make some very specific forward-facing jig head minnow style jig heads. The other one is going to be an Owner Range Roller jig head. And Gamakatsu just came out with one as well, and it is called, let's see if I can find it here as I'm scrolling through Omnia. These are ones I do not have in my hand yet, but it has more of an EWG style hook to it. It is the Gamakatsu Horizon Head LG jig head, and these are all, that is also a lead head. So those are some jig heads for you that you can go out and buy if you want to start fishing the jig head minnow, or you want to up your game throwing a jig head minnow. So line that I use a lot is anywhere from 6 to 10 pound fluorocarbon. That is how deep I want to keep that bait or how high I want to use it. Recently, on Toledo Bend, I believe Koyo Fujita was using it on like 18 pound test and braid on a spinning rod because he was trying to keep that bait up above the trees. So the most important thing when rigging the jig head minnow is how you tie a knot on your jig head. So this way that I like to rig it is going to be on a loop knot. I tend to tie it a little bit closer to the eye, but this is for an example, so it's a little bit more dramatized for you guys who are tuning in here. But that, what the loop knot does is as you're shaking that jig head and making your bait move, this allows that jig head and baits that you put on there to roll back and forth on that loop knot, and that's going to trigger a lot more bites for you. So in no particular order here, I have 4 jig head minnow baits that I'm going to talk to you about. And first one I'm going to start with, I'm not going to pull it out of the package, is going to be the Cast Echo. I've been playing with this bait since I had some prototypes in my hand last fall. The cool thing about it, I lied, I am going to pull one out. And if you are streaming on MP3 and you want to move over to YouTube or down in the MP3 description, the links to all these baits and jig heads will be in here. But the cool part about the Cast Echo, this color is Ozark. You can kind of probably see it there in the head. There's a glass rattle chamber. So when you're shaking this bait on that jig head, that glass rattle chamber is going to clank back and forth and allow you to get a few more extra bites. Now, some people like a fork tail on their bait. Some people do not. They want a straight tail. I actually really enjoy a fork tail bait when I am fishing a jig head minnow. I think it looks more realistic. There's three really cool colors in the Cast Echo. You have Ozark, which is this new one. It's got like a gray back, purple highlight. When it's cloudy, the purple really shows up. And when it's sunny, it's actually a really translucent bait. And I'll use that one just about in all color conditions. It's slowly become my favorite Cast Echo color. The other colors that they have is going to be a Casper and then a blueback herring, which is similar to Ozark, but it has a shiny blue back to it in a clear belly. And those are the three that I have rigged on. The white I will use when it's probably more overcast and you should be using any other techniques. And I should preface that when you're fishing a jig head minnow, what I found is that it works best when you have a slight breeze, so just enough chop on the water to break up the sunlight. And then also it needs to be really sunny. I find that the fish react to it best when it is sunny comp with a slight chop or break up the water from a light wind. The next one that you're going to want to go get your hands on is the Berkley Maxcent flat nose minnow in 4-inch. And you can do this with bigger baits. These are just ones that I found that work really well for myself on the Kaitec jig head specifically. So the 4-inch flat nose minnow in white pearl or natural shad. Great choices. You know, Maxcent is a proven fish catcher. Scent works, especially power bait Maxcent. This one I use a lot of times when I'm smallmouth fishing. The Echo I will use when I'm targeting both largemouth and smallmouth. It has a little bit wider profile. It mimics like herring and alewives really well. The flat nose minnow is going to mimic like your smaller shiners, such as emeralds or year of the young perch or anything that's got more of a slender needle like profile to it. The next one that I fish a lot more when I'm hanging a minnow, but I do know that it works really well when you're shaking a minnow, jig minnow out in front of them, and that is going to be the Striking Baby Z2. My absolute favorite color in this is Smoky Shad. I'll hold it up here for you. You can see that it's got that gray back with a clearish belly with some blue, silver, and black flake to it. Other good colors there are going to be like a siren, really bright, stands out really well for smallmouth. I actually caught them pretty good on the Morning Dawn color. And then Dill Pickle or the Juice, I believe is what they call it now. Those are four colors that you should think about picking up. Also, Arkansas Shiner. And then I think there's like a pearl blue glimmer color that I've caught a lot of fish with as well. Now, the fourth bait that we're going to talk about, and it's one that I actually have not used yet, but I'm very intrigued and I keep forgetting to put it in my boat. But Gary Yamamoto baits, now Yamamoto baits are no longer owned by Gary Yamamoto. That's a topic for another day. The Scope Shad, and this is the sexy shad color. And I really like this one. It has a little bit of chartreuse in it. It's got like a purpley bluey back. Very translucent, so it's very close to that blueback herring color by Cast. But what they did here is they put green, it looks like green and gold and silver flake all throughout the body. So as it's rolling and that little tiny tail is shaking as you're twitching that minnow, that's going to give off a lot of body roll, a lot of list, and that secondary action of that tail just wiggling away. Really going to entice a lot of fish to come up and bite that one. All right, so let's dive into our setups. When I am fishing a jig head minnow, it is an ultra finesse technique. So you're going to want a reel with really, really smooth drag. So we're going to go right in the middle. The reel that I like the most, it's the new Tatula 3000 LTMQ. I think for $200, it has one of the smoothest drags on the market, and it is a super, super light reel. Braid, you're going to want a higher carrier count braid, anywhere from like 8, 10 to 12 strand. Me personally, I use Cast braid. It's one of the best braids I found on the market, but some secondary options, and one that I do like a lot is Daiwa J braid times 8. And the size is 8-pound test, 8-pound break strength for the braid. And I also like the fact of using a brighter color braid, so like a bright yellow or blue or white, because when you're fishing this around, a lot of times the fish are actually going to push this bait. They're not going to smoke it. So I like a bright braid. So when I'm throwing it 40, 60, 80 feet away from the boat into schooling fish, chasing bait, or I'm scoping them with Mega Live, or if you have a Garmin unit and you're scoping them, if you lose sight of your bait on the forward facing or you don't have it, that bright braid helps a ton because you're going to actually visually see the fish bite it. A lot of times they come up and push it and give you a little bit of slack. So by watching your braid as you're shaking it, you can see that fish bite as opposed to just watching them on your Mega Live. This isn't a technique that is specifically for forward facing sonar. You can catch them, like I said, shad spawn up shallow. You can catch them out deep, schooling fish in timber. It's a very well versed technique. You just have to know how deep your bait is getting, and you can experiment that with it by casting it down and just playing around with your setup to make sure it's in the optimal fish biting zone. And once you figure it out, you will get bit. Guys have been catching them on this technique before forward facing sonar was around. It just wasn't talked about that much. Now the rods, I personally like to use a shorter rod for this. I'm a 6'10 to a 7 foot max, but the rod that I use personally is an Alpha Angler DSR, which is 6'10", like a medium action, somewhere in that medium. Like it's light, medium, good backbone, real quick tip, and that allows me to work that bait really, really efficiently. I have used it with a 7'2" rod. I do like that if I'm going to go way down in line diameter on my fluorocarbon leader. Like if I need to go down to 5 pound test or 6 pound test, that's when I'll actually go a little bit longer in a rod and a little softer rod. So the shock when you lean into that fish is absorbed by the rod and it's not taking off the line and breaking off. So some cheaper options that I think will work. You could probably pick up like an Abu Garcia Veritas 6'10" to 7 foot rod. I believe Dobbins makes one, and I'll put some links down below for some rods that I think will be really well, really, that will work really well for you to use with this technique. So I challenge everyone to try it out, even if you don't believe or use forward-facing sonar. You see fish coming up in schooling, and they won't exactly get on your topwater, and I know that's rare. A lot of times they will. But if you throw a little minnow bait like this in that school and keep it above grass or keep it right in front of those fish's face, I'm sure your success on the water is going to go up. So these are just a few of the baits. There are tons of them and more getting flooded to the market. I know Omnia recently just added a mid-stroll hover stroll technique page to the Omnia website. So you're going to want to go over there and check that out. I'll link it all down below, like I said. So if you're new here on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. We greatly appreciate it when everyone tunes in every week, every Saturday morning. And if you're on MP3, your favorite podcast platform, please leave the Lure Lab a review. It allows this podcast to be seen by more people who love bass fishing and are looking to get better and get the most out of techniques that we use on a day-to-day basis while we are on the water. So until next Saturday, we will see you then.